If you need a complete escape from Washington politics, you might think of a hot air balloon ride above the Napa Valley. Jason Margolis of member station KQED in San Francisco went up recently and filed this evening's audio postcard.
Hey, you guys at the Red Hens? I am.
In the early mornings just after dawn, a handful of large, colorful hot air balloons begin to ascend above the Napa Valley.
Well, here we are, guys. If you didn't already know it, my name's Bob, and I've been doing this about 2.5 weeks, so I got to figure it out pretty well.
Bob Barbaric has actually been giving one-hour aerial tours like this one for more than 25 years.
In about a half a minute, what do you see this valley? It looks really pretty. Here's some more balloons. Take a look.
With each blast of propane gas, Barbaric's 90-foot-high balloon rises higher above the Napa Valley floor.
We're going to go ahead and cruise about 1,300 feet now. It looks awful pretty, huh?
It's a spectacular view. Green hills ring the Valley of Vineyards, stretching for miles. It's an odd sensation, both floating yet feeling firmly grounded as you stand on the wicker basket floor. Most of the 8 passengers enjoy the ride, except Joe Blanchard.
I'd rather be up 35,000 feet in the plane. It's just close to the edge, you know, just nothing there. So that
drop down and try to find yourself.
Blanchard tries to concentrate on Barbaric's tales of the origins of ballooning in the 18th century. Two Parisian brothers accidentally discovered that bags filled with smoke would float up their chimney.
So they figured the smoke made it rise. So they made a big sack made out of paper, put a bunch of smoke into it, and went up in the air. And they said, hey, what if we put a bottom on it, sewed it up, put some kind of a basket on it? And that's what they did. They put a wicker basket.
Barbaric also explains the challenges of navigating the balloon.
You go with the winds. Where the winds go, that's where the balloon's going to go, without a question.
But Barbaric manages to control the flight path by lowering and raising his balloon to catch the breezes at different altitudes. He navigates his way over vineyards and spots a vacant patch of dirt.
Hang on. Remember, like I said, hang on with both hands all the way around there. We'll see if we can get right to the field. Looks like we might.
And with a jolt, we're back on the ground, much to the relief of Joe Blanchard.
My stomach's still a little jittery. It was a great, great time. Love it. I don't think I'll do it again, but at least one time made my wife happy.
For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in the Napa Valley.